When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Oh.
Happy Pride Month! It is Pride Month. It's an exciting reason to celebrate.
Yes, it is.
And I feel bad because I feel like all the fun, like, Pride Month activities have been canceled.
Yeah, it's not ideal, but Pride lives on.
Pride lives on here.
That's right.
And in your hearts. Happy Pride Month, y'all. We're so happy to be able to celebrate with you guys. And we've got a super special secret guest. Okay, let me just ask you a question while we're here, while we're on the subject.
Here we fucking go.
So, because we've talked about, like, threesome, stuff like that.
Yeah, and I think that's where the confusion lies, but go ahead, ask what you're going to ask, and then I'll say.
So, because I know for a fact that you don't like threesomes with two dudes, so if I'm doing the math, that would be one dude, one woman, and another woman.
Yeah, okay, here's the thing. People think, because I've said that on the show, that I'm bisexual, and then they hit me up in my DMs, and I'm like, no, I'm strictly dickly, I need dick to survive, like... I don't know how to make that any more clear. I just like having fun. Like, I'm not against the fun, but like, I would never like date a girl for no other reason. It's just like I said, I'm strictly dickly. So
let me just ask.
Maybe I'm trisexual. What the hell is that? I'll try it.
Oh my God. Wait. So, all right, let me just ask you this. I know that you like to, you're a pleaser in the bedroom.
Yeah. Well, that's my problem. I'm please sexual.
You're please sex. Agree. You're please sexual. So, like, if that's something that turns your man on, but do women turn you on?
I think women are beautiful. And I think that, like, I follow so many girls and I'm like, oh my God, she's so pretty. But, like, that's pretty much what it is. It's not like, oh, I got to, like, DM her and, like, get with her. Like, that's not the deal. It's just, like, I appreciate beauty from all over. Like, so I don't think that, no, it's not like a turn on. It's more of like, I know it turns him on. So that's turn on to me. Okay, you know what
so
I mean?
You would never be alone, like, solo dolo with.
I mean, if I don't know, like, it could get there. I don't know. But like I said, trisexual, like, I don't know, like, but more, it's more of like, like I said, I'm a pleaser.
What's she saying, Alan?
I mean, she's saying she's not against it.
Right.
Like, she's not seeking it.
Right. It's not a necessity for me. Like, that's why I don't consider myself bisexual, because I'm not going after it, and I'm not trying to date anybody, but I'm like fucking trisexual. Like, maybe I will like it. Who the fuck knows? Like, I'll try it out and see.
Alan, do you agree with her that she's only try? And that maybe
Trey is try?
I mean, I don't know. To me, you're not really like closing the door on anything.
No, I don't close the door on anything, though. That's what I feel like. I'm just like open to everything. I'm like, whatever happens, happens. But I feel like in the moment, you also do shit in the moment of sex that like, like, you'll do it in the moment because like shit gets heated and like something you never thought you would do, like, you'll do. And like, that's just how it works out. But that's the try.
Okay.
Jessica thinks she's getting out of this. Jessica's been in threesomes, so what is she talking
Shut
about?
Up!
Like, she's had both types of threesomes.
No, I haven't. Yes, I wish. Two dudes?
Oh, that's what you want. But you've had the other type of threesome.
Oh, that's
you've had male, female, female.
I'm sweating. Do you guys understand?
Pregnant Jess is leaking with sweat right now.
My face, I can feel it getting hot. Can you leave me out of this?
No,
this
I'm not.
This is your gay pride parade.
You're pregnant for a reason. I know, because I've been there three times.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I guess I'm just curious if there was like more to your story, maybe that you haven't explored.
I mean, yeah, that's the problem, I think, is that if people aren't open to trying things, they don't explore it. They cut it off and they're like, no, definitely not. And then they don't know what they like.
I think the thing with you is that
I think sexuality is spewing from me.
I'll say that you'd be with the woman, but you could never not be with a man. That's the problem.
I I guess, like, I would...
Because of the dick lube, you're right.
And, like, they're like, oh, use a strap-on. That doesn't fucking do it for me. Like, no, doesn't fucking... I need a real dick. Like, I don't think I've ever, ever done that ever. Just because, like, I'm like... That's why people are like, oh, well, you could just have a strap-on. I'm like, why would you have something plastic when you could have something real? Like, I don't understand it. Like,
I don't like the look of, like...
A girl with a strap-on is just not doing it for me. And that's why I'm like, it's not... That's why I'm not.
That, like, ruins the whole thing of a woman being beautiful if she's wearing a cock.
Like, yeah, like, let her be her and, like, whatever she is. But, like, I'm not into that. That's why I don't consider myself that. But, like, that's why I'm, like, here for all these people that are like, oh, I love it. I love it. I'm like, yes, bitch. Get yours, but for me, no. But that's why we don't know shit.
Sorry, would you ever wear a strap-on with a dude?
No.
So a lot of guys like that.
Who? Where are these guys? I don't know any.
A lot of guys like that. Like, it's like their fantasy, and women will do it for their man.
Listen, I told you, I'll do things that he likes, but, like...
You wouldn't do that? What? Okay, stop.
Would I put on a strap-on for a guy? I couldn't take him seriously after that. If it was a one time and I was done, then I'd be done with it. But, like, me, I'm just like, that's not a turn-on for me. Like, I still have to be wanting you.
Right.
But, like, I'm down for whoever wants to do that. Do that. Like, good for you. Like, whatever way you get off, get off. But, like...
I don't know why I just can't stop smiling at the thought of you wearing one. It's just a strap-on?
Like, I left the ones that we were given with you for a reason because I don't need them. But, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like...
I have those?
Didn't Doc Johnson send... Oh, the two-sided dildo. Same shit. It might as well be. Like, it's the same thing. Fucking 14-inch two-sided dildos. Oh, no, thank you. God. You can keep those. But
I gotta hide all these sex toys before.
Yeah, like, your child's gonna come, like, whipping it into the walls. You're gonna be like, put that down.
Oh, my God. Like, no, I'm not embarrassed if someone finds, like, you know, one of my vibrators.
My vibrator's, like, laying around the house in the kitchen. I have no idea.
But it's double-ended strap-on might be a problem.
A 14-inch one is a huge issue for me. I don't know. Jessica, what do you say?
I don't know. I mean... I think women are beautiful and amazing.
Like, I am a hairdresser and a makeup artist in this industry. So I look at women and I think, oh my God, like, I love her hair. I love her makeup. I love the way she dresses. But, like, am I sexually attracted to her? Not really. But I do appreciate, like, that you put effort into your shit. You know what I mean?
For sure. Do you have a celebrity girl crush?
Yeah. You know what? It's weird because me, like, I, like, appreciate curves and, like, all of that. But, like, my celebrity girl crush doesn't have, I think, because she just has a pretty face.
Who is it?
Shay Mitchell.
I love Shay Mitchell.
I think she's so pretty and there's something really exotic about her. But
do you watch Pretty Little Liars?
Yeah, and I saw a movie where she was in it? I got to Google it because I want to get the right answer on this, but she was in it and I watched it. I was like, "Oh my God, I love this." Like, this
is she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
That's so funny. My celebrity girl crush is from a tween show as well.
What? Who?
Kat Graham. Do you know who she is from Vampire Diaries?
Kat Graham.
Google her.
Is she from Two Broke Girls? Who the fuck is that? Kat Graham.
That's Kat Dennings.
Oh, so I was halfway.
Wow, Alan, thank you.
But this is why we have Alan, because me and Jess don't know shit about shit. So, was it you? Oh, she was in You, that show on Netflix. She was in You, and I fucking loved her in that. I was like, oh my God.
She was in that?
She was in the first season.
Wow, I didn't know that.
She was the rich best friend in the first season, and I was like, oh my God, this show just got even better, because I love her.
Google Kat Graham.
Okay.
You'll love her, too.
Kat Graham. K or C?
K.
Okay. No, I'm not spelling things right today, apparently. The problem is I can't spell Graham.
That is a problem.
Oh, my God. She was the girl who had a video where she was on the runway in, like, super high heels and she looked like a newborn deer.
No, she's not. Yes. Don't ruin my girl crush.
No, I have to. Newborn runway fall. Oh, my God. That's so funny. I know. Yes, for sure that was her. I'm finding it and you're watching it, but
that's not Kat Graham.
Yeah, it 100% is.
No, it ain't.
Yeah.
No, it ain't.
Mm-hmm. Kat Graham falls on runway. Where is it? She's in, like, these crazy fucking heels and she looks like a fucking newborn deer.
That ain't her. It's not coming up
on
Google.
You guys know what I'm talking about.
I've seen that. That's not her.
It's for sure her.
No,
she was on Ridiculousness and they were making fun of her in it.
That ain't her.
It is.
No.
Anyway, also I have this other girl crush. Okay, so the fact that I think girls are pretty because of the hair and makeup. So I guess my, like, type would be, like, lipstick lesbians, right? Because they're really pretty. But I don't know what the word for it is. I guess it's just hot, but I don't know what the technical definition is. There's this girl on TikTok who I'm obsessed with. Sammy showed it to me too and was like, oh my God, do you know who this girl is? Her name's Rhea Demiri. Okay. And oh my God, I'm showing you a
picture
of her.
Wait, so she's, you found her on TikTok?
She came up on my For You page and I went and clicked on her page and I was watching all her videos and I was like, wow, she's got like crazy swag. She's more of just like, she's not like all glammed up, but she's just naturally gorgeous. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like totally obsessed with her now. And I posted her on my page and she like fucking blew up. She like got 500,000 followers on TikTok in a week. It's crazy. She's like the new Ruby Rose and everyone has like, she's the
tell us
quarantine.
Her Instagram, please. She's so we can look her up.
She's the quarantine sensation. That's what she is. Rhea, R-I-A underscore D3MIRI. Go right now.
Say it one more time.
Rhea, R-I-A mm-hmm. underscore D3MIRI. Obsessed.
Rhea Demiri.
Yeah.
Nope, that ain't her.
Okay. You had one job.
I didn't put the underscore.
Okay.
I fucked
one
up.
One job, guys.
I fucked up.
I can't.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what it is. It's like, I have, okay, this is my thing with guys. This is how I, if they have some type of swag that gets me, like, in, I don't care what you look like, you're instantly attractive. And I saw it in her and I was like, yo, she's got like this crazy swag about her. And I like followed all her videos and then I was like, oh, and she's like just fucking gorgeous.
And she's gorgeous.
Cool. Yeah, no big deal.
So wait, you talked to her?
I DM'd her.
Wow. Straight yeah. Tracy DM'd her?
Straight up. No, me and 75 other million people in this world are straight with fucking kids DMing her. So I DM'd her. No, I lied.
Tell her you want her to be the father of your children.
I posted her on my Insta story and it DM'd her because when you tag somebody, it goes into their DMs. That's how it worked. Oh. And she wrote back, oh my God, you're Tracy from Jerseylicious. And we were like laughing back and forth about it, blah, blah, blah. And I was just basically like, hi, I'm obsessed with you. Okay, bye. And like, that was it. But like, she's so cool. And I love her story. And I was like, I was just talking to her about it because she like had this like amazing story with everything. And I was like, whatever. And then I was like, yeah. And by the way, I'm obsessed with you. And that's pretty much it. And then me and Sammy are like, drive to go see her. Okay, bye. Like,
and by the way, is she going to be our first guest?
She is our first guest.
Oh my God, I'm so excited to talk to her.
Okay.
So, all right. If you guys looked up her Instagram, you know she already, she's just like,
also,
first of all,
you probably know who she is already. So
yeah, she's not just beautiful, like her swag
it's,
level.
That's what it is. It's like, she's pretty. Yeah. But like, even if she was ugly, her swag level takes over. Like,
yeah.
Unreal.
It takes fucking over.
And she's like literally the new fucking sensation of the internet. Like, she blew the fuck up and I was like, holy shit, good for you, because she deserves it.
Let's get her on the phone. Let's talk to her. I'm pumped.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You guys, this episode is going to bring out so many positive things, but there's also a lot of negative, sad things that people are going through. And especially it's brought out during this time because they want to celebrate, but they can't celebrate. And I feel like this is the time where people really need better help. They do specialize with licensed professional counselors in LGBTQ matters. Also depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, which also relates, grief, self-esteem. So if you need to talk to somebody and you feel like now is the time, like there's no better time than to get yourself the help that you deserve. You
licensed don't... professional therapist in the comfort of your own home, convenient, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours.
And if there's somebody that you don't like and you feel uncomfortable with, you can switch counselors and they will find somebody who better fits your needs. I feel like doing this in the comfort of your own home is the best part about it.
Yeah, and you can send a message to your counselor anytime. You can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, and all without having to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room.
Everything you share is obviously confidential. It's convenient. It's professional, affordable. I want you to start living a happier life. As a listener, you guys are getting 10% off your first month by visiting BetterHelp.com betterhelp.com/bad examples. You can join over 800,000 people that are taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp.com/bad examples.
Take advantage of this offer. 10% off your first month. betterhelp.com/bad examples. BetterHelp, HELP.com/bad examples. Oh, I love this. Sorry. And at the end of the year, your dad will get story. Oh my God, I love this. Okay.
It's so hard finding presents for men, especially your father who deserves a great gift, especially for Father's Day that's coming up. You guys, this is the perfect gift. It's something that he will be like, oh my God, where do you even find stuff like this? It's memorable. It's meaningful.
I'm getting this for my father because I don't have like, I'm uncomfortable with like asking him or talking to him.
Yeah.
Okay. So StoryWorth does it for me. Like it'll literally email him prompts. He'll answer questions, and at the end of the year, I'll get a book like with everything, like all everything inside of his head,
yeah,
without having to like look him in the eyes, his and thoughts. It'll mean a lot to me, yeah.
Instead of having to actually talk to him, I can just have somebody else do it and write it all down in a book.
This is amazing.
This is Jessica's dream.
Pass on stories and life lessons to your children and their future families. You can also invite family and friends to receive your loved one's stories.
Why is StoryWorth so awesome? It helps you bond with your family. It helps you preserve memories. It helps you dig a little deeper and learn about things you didn't know. It's a keepsake book and it's hassle-free gifting. That's the biggest thing is if you don't know what to do, go easy. What is the easiest thing? Is StoryWorth.
After a year, your loved one's stories and uploaded pictures are bound into a beautiful keepsake book. Shipping is free.
That's actually beautiful. This is a huge thing for Father's Day.
And this
right
is
now.
So easy. You don't have to leave your house. You can email your loved one's StoryWorth subscription directly to them so they can access and activate their account at any time.
This is what I'm buying.
Whether you schedule the email in advance or share it immediately, it's the perfect gift when you can't go shopping or meet in person.
Give your dad the most meaningful gift this year with StoryWorth. Get started right away without the need for shipping by going to StoryWorth.com/bad examples. You'll get $10 off your first purchase. Again, that's StoryWorth.com/bad examples. You guys get $10 off.
Happy Father's Day, daddies.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You guys, we promised you Rhea, and we're bringing you her, the girl who's making everyone question their sexuality.
Wow.
So, what welcome. A great way to describe her.
Welcome, Rhea.
Hi, thanks for having me on the podcast.
Of course, we wouldn't have anyone else. We needed the number one sensation in America right now, so.
I don't even feel like it's like that, but that's funny.
It's weird, right? When you woke up, did you like your followers jump and you're like, holy shit, what happened? Or
one day I just saw some, I don't know, lesbian on there. She did like a switch with her style.
Mm-hmm.
Hair down, then up, and I'm like, yo, I want to do that. I'm like, let me try it. And then I don't know, I was like, let's use a hashtag. I don't know what happened, but I used the right hashtag, and then it just like blew up everywhere, and then it was a wrap from there. So
it's more than likely the video I sent to Jessica. That's so funny. Yeah,
it blew up after that.
Yeah, so tell us like your story so people know, because we are just like, for people who don't know, you guys, we gave you her Instagram to follow. Your TikTok's the same as your Instagram, right?
Yeah, same thing.
Okay, perfect. So then you guys go and follow her, check her out, obsess, do whatever you want to do, make your husbands mad. But go ahead, tell us your story because you are going to be telling it better than I would ever.
All right, just bear with me a little bit because obviously I have a hard time.
No, of course. Say only what you feel comfortable with. If you.
When I was 5 years old, I remember having a crush on a girl in my class in kindergarten, and I didn't understand at the time, but I knew at the time it was not right, and I kept that secret with me for a long time, and it didn't matter what grade I was in. I always had girls, like, I always crushed on girls. I never cared for the boys, and the boys always, you know, crushed on me, and I just didn't care, but I always kept that a secret from my family. So,
when you were that young, you felt like it was like you couldn't
You were doing something wrong.
Yeah, like you were doing something wrong. Like you felt like
Yeah, 5 years.
That's so crazy.
So sad.
Yeah.
Like, based on what I grew up in my culture, mm-hmm. in my religion, which is like I'm Albanian and I'm Muslim, so it's like one of those two mixes that are like really hard.
Yeah, seriously.
Culture is very hard on the gay community, and so is the religion. You know. Mm-hmm. It's tough. So I grew up in that. So yeah, I just kept that a secret my entire life, and I'd never felt comfortable ever saying it. And I was willing to just keep that secret the rest of my life and just live a life that my family wanted me to live.
Mm-hmm.
But I always grew up playing with the boys, you know, sports. My mom always used to get mad at me because she used to think I wanted the boys, you know, I was going to like end up with a guy outside of our culture, you know?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, like that was the biggest concern at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I swear, and I can't say that to her. Like, Mom, I'm gay. Like,
yeah.
I don't want the boys.
I'm not trying to fuck the football team.
Yeah. Not like me and Jessica. Yeah.
That would be me trying to bang the quarterback.
Yeah. And then the girls are always girly. So I'm like, I don't want to be with the girls. Like, I was the tomboy. So I didn't mesh well with the girls.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going to hang out with the guys. And I always had, my parents would kill me if I ever hung out with the guys. So I always had to hide that.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I got into high school, I had my first girlfriend. I think I was a junior. My first girlfriend, she was straight. She didn't know. You know, we were on the same basketball team. We just happened to fall for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went off to college and it didn't work out. But then I met somebody after her who I was completely in love with. We were together. My family forced me to go out on a date. Not alone, but like with his family too. So it was like a big thing. We all went together to get to know each other.
Okay.
So while we were sitting there, they forced me, basically. I didn't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They showed me a picture of him. I was not interested at all. And I was just like, no. And then my father pretty much said, you have no choice. And I went thinking, I'm like, I'm just going to say no again. We'll be done and I'll get to go back to living my life. And so we got home. I'm like, I'm hungry. I went to go to McDonald's. I come back from McDonald's and my mom's just like, yeah, you're engaged. I'm like, what?
Holy shit.
Yeah, we said, you know, you're engaged now. And I'm like 17 years old. Like, I'm like, Ma. And I just didn't know what to do at that point. I don't even remember what I felt like at the time.
Numb.
But as time went by, I accepted what my mom said. And I don't like to judge people or rag on people, but he was not for me at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
sure.
Just like complete opposite, you know, shorter than me. Like,
ooh, no, come on, Mom.
Yeah, damn it, Mom.
Come on, Mama.
I'm so opposite. Like, it looked forced, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. At least force a tall man on you. Come on,
Jessica.
Yeah. And then after high school, I didn't know how to even tell my girlfriend at the time. Like, can you imagine, like, me just being like, yeah. And I loved her. I'm like, I'm going to love her. She's not going to want to be with me anymore because I'm engaged now. And I didn't tell her. I actually kept it a secret. And then one day I accidentally had my ring on and she caught me because in our culture, you have a band on
right.
when you're engaged. So I'm like, shit. And then she saw the band and I'm like, I had to explain myself. And obviously, like, she broke down, like, crying.
Yeah, that's awful.
And all that. Yeah. And then,
you know, it's just so crazy to me. 17, you're a child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's so much to take on. It's so much just like discovering your, it's hard for like anybody at 17. Yeah, 17
that, yeah.
sucks for everybody. Like,
I had a job at a bakery at 17. Like, yeah. I wasn't getting engaged.
Yeah, like Tracy was like showing her tits at a bakery
oh
at 17.
Oh my God, we're
but
so
like, I'm just trying to understand like how, like, you were dealing real life shit at 17.
Yeah,
like,
it's
life
intense.
Changing
grow up
shit.
Really fast.
Yes, you had to grow up really fast.
To be a kid at all.
No.
I don't have childhood memories of being a kid ever.
Yeah, because you blocked
so my
them
whole
out.
Life. Yeah, so my whole life where I am now today, it's like everything that's happened, like even my job now, like the job I have, I don't like it because I didn't get to choose this path. This path led me here. So
mm-hmm.
so far, it's just like I'm trying to work. I'm still trying to get my life back to what I want it to be. And
yeah.
I'm turning 33 next week, so I'm still
happy
working
birthday.
At it, you know? Thank you. So back to the with my girlfriend at the time. Yeah, after I graduated high school, I had to get married. So our wedding was in July. So it was right after high school.
So, oh my God.
I got married in July. And I was married for 3 years after that with the guy I didn't love at all.
Did the guy love you?
I'm sure he did. Who doesn't?
Yeah. Add him to the list.
He was like, sweet.
he got the good end of it too.
Yeah, he sure did.
You know, it's like I got the crappy deal. So 3 years with him, and I had to break up with my girlfriend at the time. So we weren't together anymore. And that was when her mom died of cancer too. So I couldn't even be there for her for that. It was like a horrible time that I went through with him. And then even being married in the culture, women are basically treated like you're supposed to just be in the kitchen all day and slave around for the family.
Yeah.
So even that was hard. You know, it's like, all right, now being gay, but you also want me to do these things that like
come naturally.
No, right. I don't want. I want to go to college. You know, I want to do things that I was meant to do that everyone else gets to do, but I don't get to do that. You know, it got taken away from me. I didn't get to go to college. You know, and do that stuff.
Right.
So it was like stripped from me. And then I worked these jobs I didn't want to work. I worked at Staples. I worked all these like things that, you know, I went to school for no reason. I felt like that.
Were you faithful to your husband?
Yes and no.
Like mentally not, right? Obviously.
No.
But
yeah. Yeah. I wasn't in love with him. I was in love with somebody else.
Yeah.
I would go see her still and be there for her. But obviously, I would do that behind his back.
Yeah, of course. Never,
say like, because otherwise, how could you live?
It's fucking miserable.
To have friends either, like stuff like that, because you're in our culture. Once you're married, you're dedicated to the family, and every priority is them. So you can't have a social life. You can't have anything. So you have to let that go. So I couldn't even be like, yeah, I'm gonna go see my friend today.
Yeah,
you know, I wasn't allowed to. So that was hard. And then, yeah, the divorce happened after 3 years. And I'm not going to lie, I tried to get pregnant because I didn't know what else to do. I tried to find a reason to just have happiness somewhere.
Yeah, yeah,
I didn't
right.
get pregnant. So, and that was hard even doing that with him, too. Just the thought of, you know, sleeping with somebody you have absolutely no feelings for at all.
Yeah.
And, you know, going to bed crying every night, like,
damn,
this is my life, you know, like the scary thought of like, wow, I'm going to die married to this human that I don't love at all.
It's suffocating.
You know,
life.
I didn't know what to do. And I couldn't talk to anybody.
So did you have your daughter with him?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't. He was my first husband.
Okay.
And then when I got divorced, I ended up back home. My parents, I went to school for like medical assisting and phlebotomy and all that stuff. I went into that, something I can do quick, you know, but have some type of career that's good for me. So I went into that, and then my parents wouldn't let me have any social life at all. Like I didn't have a phone. They wouldn't let me drive. They drove me to school, back to, you know, the restaurant that we owned, and I had to work there, do my homework there, and then bring me back home. Like I couldn't even go anywhere unless they were there. So I was pretty much trapped at home and didn't know what to do. My mom even at the time confessed, you know, she married me because she knew I was gay my entire life.
Whoa.
Holy
shit. My mom confessed that to me after. She's like, I knew, that's why I did it. And I'm like,
wow.
But she apologized. You know, I just want to get that clear. My family is, you know, supportive right now. It took a while, but
listen, I understand that situation. Sometimes it doesn't work and they come around. Like
your family thinks they know what's best for you. That's the problem. They mean well. They love you. They think they know what's best for you, but only you know what's best for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Parents can definitely be selfish at times.
Yeah, of course.
That's the thing when you're a parent, because I'm a mom myself, I see things differently now that I'm a mom.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm like, that, as a mom, I could never be selfish for my daughter's happiness. Like, I don't know. I just can't.
I hate forcing them to eat the dinner that I cooked. I feel bad being like, no, this is the dinner you're getting. Like, I feel guilty when they're like, I want chicken nuggets. And I'm like, no, you're not getting that. Like,
no, you're not getting it.
Yeah. Right? And I feel guilty of that. And like,
that's what they want. You know, my daughter wants to put her hair down all the time. I want her to put a bun up. She hates it. And I, you know,
right.
In her face.
We're softies.
She won't. And I'm like, all right, fine. Keep it down. You know, like,
So but, yeah. It was it when you at what point? So when your mom confessed this to you, what was your reaction to that? Like, did you guys have a heart to heart at that point? Was that when, like,
my reaction to it? And I just looked at her, and this is after I came out to her. I looked at her and I'm like, that's so messed up. I'm like, I can't believe you actually did that to me. Like, yeah. I didn't even know you don't know how to even react to it.
Like, it's like the ultimate mom. Betrayal. Like,
you can't even get angry. You can't even do anything. You know, you're just happy you're not married anymore.
Right.
You just let it go. You're like, fine, I forgive you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I have my daughter. And without my daughter, I wouldn't have her if I didn't go through this whole process. So it's like me regretting my daughter. And I would never regret her. And I would do life all over again.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. I can't even be mad at my parents about it, you know?
Yeah, so, they gave you her.
Yeah, they gave me her. So, but yeah, after I got divorced, because I was trapped here, I decided, I'm like, I'm going to get married again and just get out of this house because it's not fair. I don't have a wife. I'd rather be married to a guy again and not be a prisoner in my own home and being watched constantly than deal with this. So I met my daughter's father online on Facebook, and we just got married after like a month. I'm like, let's just
holy shit.
Get married. And this is after I just got
this
divorced.
Is a movie. That's what this is.
Yeah,
this is a Lifetime movie. Hello, Lifetime. Knock,
can
knock.
Can I just say, for all
the Rhea story.
For all the single girls, this is how you get a man to wife you up in a month. Don't give a fuck. Be cool.
Yeah,
she was probably so cool
she
about it.
She was probably like, whatever. And the guy was like, bro, let's get married.
Yeah.
Like, there's bitches who can't get a date for 6 months. Like, be cool.
Yeah, she didn't give a fuck. And look what she got.
Albanian thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was married to him about 5 years.
Wow.
And I had my daughter with him. Before I had my daughter, I got pregnant, and then I lost the baby. I was 8 months pregnant. So
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Thank you. So I lost the baby at 8 months. I think about it all the time. Like, there's not a day I don't think about her. At all. No, that it doesn't cross my mind. I think about it like it happened to me yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like just because it was like, you know, in 2011 doesn't mean, you know, you forget about it.
No, of course.
But I remember, when I lost her, that my whole life fell apart at that point. I'm like, why is God punishing me constantly?
Constant.
Why? I'm like, I'm doing everything that the religion tells me to do. I'm doing everything that my culture is telling me to do. I'm following every rule that you want me to follow. But you still punish me. And I was just like, why? What did I do? What am I doing wrong? What do you want me to do? I constantly asked him all the time. I asked God, what do you want from me? And at that point, I'm like, should I kill myself at this point? You know, I wanted to punish my family too. At the same time, I'm like, what if I just kill myself? Because my family put me through this punishment. What if I just kill myself and punish them too because of how miserable they made me, you know? I'm like, what if I just punish them? So it crossed my mind so much, but something inside of me just was like, don't do it. Like, don't do it. And there's a voice in my head just constantly would tell me, like, don't do it. She can't come back from that after.
Yeah.
So I just held on. And then I eventually got pregnant, like, after, like, 6 months, 7 months.
Did your husband at the time, did he know that you were gay? Did he?
No, but people tried to out, which it made me very angry.
That's a fucked up thing to do. You should never do that.
In high school. Because people don't know that, people don't understand. Like, that's not something for you to...
No, it's not your place.
You don't understand where my you don't understand my culture. You don't understand anything. I could easily, like, I've been threatened for being who I am. It's caused bad things in my family, you know, things that I don't want to talk about, obviously, but I went through a lot of stuff. So that caused a problem and that I had to defend and lie to a T about. You know, it was hard for me to get out of that whole scenario. Of, like, defending something that obviously was true, but I had to, like, lie about it.
Mm-hmm.
I felt always guilty. I'm like, I felt bad for him, too, because I'm like, you know, I am gay, but I can't tell you, you know?
Right.
So, and it was hard, you know, because he cuts hair. And when he cut hair with somebody, one of my high school classmates, and he was like, yeah, I think, isn't your wife gay? She was gay in high school, so he came home and he was telling me about it. I'm like, no. Like,
do people not understand what the fuck outing is? Are they
like,
so
obnoxious? I fucking hate everybody.
I kept that secret for a reason, and
people, you know, would go out of their way to just tell my husband at the time I thought she was gay. And, you know, just making comments like that is, you know, it's not right. It's not your place to out somebody. It's not your business at all. And to do that, you don't know my situation, first of all. You don't know why I'm keeping my life a secret. You don't understand. So to out somebody is not okay. And people that do that, you just think about that. You put people in dangerous situations too, mm-hmm. and you don't even realize it. So
that's what it is. It's danger. They don't know why they're not coming out. Like, why would you risk somebody's safety for your own?
Exactly. It's not because I don't want to. Trust me, I want to be out. I want to be. I'm not hiding to just make myself miserable for no reason. Like, mm-hmm. it's that way because it's not easy for someone to be gay and come out for a reason.
For all different reasons. Like, just they're not ready, or it's safety or religion or whatever it is. It's just something. It's not your fucking business to do.
Some people are just, they love, you know, how like the person that loves to ruin the surprise party.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The person who's like, well, you wasted the good surprise.
Yeah.
That person.
Yeah. It's that person. Like they just have to like gossip and have to make it about themselves. And it's disturbing. And
those people that have nothing else to do with their own, they want to see someone else suffer. It's like, I don't understand why.
And they're the people that could never come out on, if this was going to them, they'd forget about it. They'd be freaking out.
Nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
I know plenty of people. I'm friends with people that I've grown up with in my life and that I know are gay and who aren't coming out. And we just all keep our mouths shut because we're like, when they're ready, like, we're here.
But now as an adult, you know that. But when you're kids, you're in high school, these kids don't understand that, you know, kids don't understand. And they just, you know, they're immature. They say things, you know, in high school drama, rumors. And so things spread like wildfire. They don't understand how it affects someone.
Right.
By
absolutely.
Talking about their sexuality like that. And that's what they need to teach that more in like schools.
Absolutely.
As an adult,
it's weird. It's like this thing that people do. It's so weird. Some people know how to do it and some people don't. It's called minding your fucking business.
It's actually funny because it's a
concept
like
people don't
people get. Commenting on your sexuality. Like, I'd love to go through these people's porn search, like their history. Like,
oh yeah, wait until I pull up that you're like addicted to like feet toe porn.
Goat porn.
Goat porn.
You know
you
what
want
I mean?
Me outing you to your wife that you're into like peeing on people?
Miniature goats?
So. Yeah.
Yeah. You like goats that tip over when they laugh? Yeah. No. Like
everybody has their own fetishes. Everybody,
yes,
but none of us are.
But for some reason, because you're gay, it has to be. The world has to be involved in it.
Yeah,
it's just crazy.
It's sad. It is just my sexual preference. It doesn't affect anybody. But
right.
It's affecting half the world, is what it's doing. It's affecting all of us because we're all very curious as to what you're doing. We're dying to know your type. Is what we're dying to know.
My type is. Honestly, what attracts me to a girl right away is like their eyes and smile. I find that really.
I think that's a lot of people
addicting. And their sense of humor. I can approach a girl and only think friendship, but if their sense of humor and they're down to earth and I vibe with you, that's honestly my type. Is the connection I have with you means more to me than really just like. The whole look. Obviously, looks help a little bit. Like, I'm not trying to say, like, you know, I'm not into the look thing. But, yeah, I don't have a specific type about look. But personality and how you vibe with me and how you communicate with me, because communication is huge to me. All of that is, you're kind. You're just down-to-earth human being. Like, I love that stuff. So, and it's hard to find that. I'm not going to lie.
Can I ask you a question? Is, like, turning a girl a real thing? Like, if you see a girl that you're into, but she's straight, quote unquote.
Air quotes.
Yeah.
My last girlfriend, not my last one, but the one before her, was straight. I was with her for 2 years. We talked about getting married. We did the whole spiel, but she was just mentally immature.
She even says immature. Fancy. Immature.
Immature.
That's so fancy. Immature.
Wait, so that's a thing. So, like, that's doable.
Is it a turn on?
You can turn a girl. You can, but at the end of the day,
just turn the whole fucking
internet.
There's
always that fear of them like wanting another guy and them being like, "All right, I need a touch of a man."
All right, so question is the turn on. Wait, is the turn on just getting like one time and knowing like it's not like a forever thing, like just turning them to like that one experience, or no?
Oh yeah, it's all the time. Girls all the time want to experience that you know, how it feels to actually sleep with a female all the time.
And no offense, guys, it's better.
Wow, that was amazing. I've never felt like that. Like,
cool.
Did that to me. Like, it's funny. But yet, they still go back. They still end up in, going back to the other side of the fence.
Devil dick.
Like, yeah. Why? Yeah, but it's like, yeah.
And, like, are you totally over Wang Chung? Like, you, like, have no interest in, like, bringing, like, ever, like if, let's say you were in a relationship and a girl was like, let's bring in a guy and the three of us, like, do something. Like, is that?
I've had offers and I will never, I can't.
Clap it up. Clap it fucking up.
No. No Wang, no prom.
I've been on Tinder and I've gotten offers like that and it's just not my thing. There's... I don't even think I can even do, like, threesomes with like just girls. I can't do it. I'm just a one woman. Like,
I like it.
I want to focus on one girl and just give her and the
she's
time
loyal.
Of her life.
Fuck.
There's something so satisfying to know that no man will ever get you again. Like, makes me like happy in my soul.
Yeah,
like they don't deserve you.
Never again. Yeah, that's not ever happening again.
Amazing. Let's put the PSA out there right now. Leave her
alone.
Keep your
dicks away from Rhea.
She does not want your dick pic.
No, sorry guys.
Neither do we, actually.
Yeah. Speaking of single straight girls, we don't want them either.
Guys are funny.
They're fucking weird, useless, good for one thing, and that's it.
They definitely don't understand when you're gay. Like, you're gay, and they just think they can turn you. And,
right. You
know. Yeah, that's your a challenge. Thing, too. Like, a guy, guys, too, they must be like, oh, I wonder if I could turn her back.
Well, because they see, like, someone like me and other lesbians turn straight girls. They think guys can do it, too. I'm like, nah, it doesn't work like that.
No.
Girls just have something that guys don't, and it's just always going to be that way, and you don't have a girl's game. Sorry. You're not going to have. We're not interested in what's in your pants ever, and we can actually go buy what's in your pants.
How we were just talking about that.
And it lasts, I would say it always lasts longer, so I don't know.
Wow.
Again,
a round of applause, please. Holy shit.
I have my little comebacks for those guys that are snotty and like troll my account.
All right, so what is your pet peeve? Give us your pet peeve that people do. Like, what they ask you or something that they say. Yeah.
Honestly, is the whole, if I've gotten comments like, why do you dress like a guy? Why are women gay but want girls who dress like guys and look like guys? That just irritates me the most.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you look like a guy. I think you know how to dress, but... Because you choose a tie over a dress doesn't mean you dress like a guy. It just.
And here's the funny thing. My whole outfit is from H&M girl section.
Yeah.
The whole suit.
Yeah.
At me, like, I look like a guy. Like, girls can buy those clothes. They're in the girl section. Mm-hmm. But because I rock it the way I rock it, mm-hmm. because I have a little bit of a buzz cut, does not make me guyish. I didn't understand. And guys took the man bun. Like, the bun has always been a girl thing.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
this
it's a girl bun. That's the thing. Guys just try and take credit for women all the time.
All the time.
If I have swag and I have confidence and I'm just like a strong woman, and not just me, any woman, don't take credit for it. That's not you. That you're not going to take credit for me being who I am. Mm-hmm. I'm just a woman, and let a woman like have her you know moment. Like, don't take that.
Yeah.
Trying to be like, I'm the last thing I want to be is a guy. Like, I don't.
Yeah. Also, if I'm a woman. Yeah, that's not what they're looking for. Like, it's weird. Yeah, like, girls have an understanding of each other, and that's where it comes from. Not like, oh, Rhea looks like a guy, so I want to get with her, but she's not. She's a girl. It's like so fucking like stupid
to
me.
Physically, it's literally what I bring to the table, and that's what I have in my pants. You don't have in your pants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point. The fact that I have to explain that to you is, like, ridiculous. You know
the fact
I mean?
That people even comment on that is so weird to me. I would never say
it's
that to somebody.
It's the same people whose like, wives are, like, caught jerking off to Rhea. It's the guys that comment that catch their wives looking at your page that say that.
Yeah, it's true. People are allowed to have a type without being judged. Like, it's their type. Why do you care?
Yeah, why do you care? Because you know what? A lot of it is jealousy. People don't, they can't understand. They just, I think what you said before.
A lot of women who are straight, like, who are not, like, into girls, obviously, but that's just curiosity. But why are you curious about it?
Right.
I don't understand. I'm not trying to be mean, but I'm just curious why. I'm like, but why are you?
Yeah, like, how is it affect? I always say, don't check me unless you got a check for me. Shut the fuck up.
Like, I don't get it.
I think what you said earlier that, you know, we should teach this more in schools. And I just feel like it would be more mainstream if we just, if everyone talked about it.
We're getting there. Like, 2020 is like the closest we're getting. Like, we're getting there. People are so open about their sexuality now more than ever.
Do you feel like there's a change in the wind, like from when you were 17 to today in your 30s, that you feel more comfortable? I mean, besides that, like, you have the wisdom and experience now, but just, our society in general is more accepting, more open.
It's a big difference. When I was in high school, it was like one or two of us were like, we didn't come out, but we obviously I had girlfriends. Like, one girl came out and they gave her the worst time ever. Mm-hmm.
The fuck?
People would talk about us. It was just me and her, but she came out. I never said I was gay, mm-hmm. but obviously I had girlfriend. We just kept it a secret.
Lolo.
It was Lolo. So. But they knew. It was hard. People made comments. People, you know, tried
to
get
me now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. People, girls that like made fun of me when I was gay are gay now, which is funny. Yeah.
Incredible. Absolutely iconic.
Isn't that funny how people.
Yeah.
You hear that a lot. That's like a lot of like religious people that like are anti-gay and you find like gay porn on their computer.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, you're so stupid.
They end up being gay.
Yeah.
The ones who can't accept their sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, with time it's slowly, I could see it. Like, even when gay marriages finally became like okay here. It's like, wow, it started one state after another, but then it became like a whole across the board, like,
I feel like pride is even more celebrated now than it ever was. Like, I was just in Hoboken and like the fucking thing was lit up, the Empire State Building was lit up rainbow because Pride Week's coming. I was just like, you know what, it's like, it's just like a universal message that like just the acceptance lately has been so much more of a jump. Like, it's not there, but it's getting there, you know.
It is. We're making progress. I just wish we'd make more progress.
I mean, you're never going to, you can't mess with stupid. Like, there's no arguing with stupid.
Who fucking cares who someone else loves?
It blows my fucking mind.
It's mind blowing.
It's like between like the color, like, oh, you're with that guy or what? Who the fuck cares?
Who cares?
Like, it's no matter what it is. I don't get it.
With a different race, like black and white.
Yeah. It's like crazy to me, like how people, like, how is it affecting you? Like, how is
my brain can't process it. It's fucking bizarre.
That's why it's funny to me with these women who are all, I'm straight, but you make me feel these type of things. I'm like, because it's normal. It's
right.
It's normal to find attraction to a person, not their, within their, you know, pants. That's the whole point. That's the whole point we try to make as gay people. Like, it's just what we love. Just to explain that, it's like nuts to me, but I'm glad because a lot of them are like, you know, they have their minds a little bit open to it. You know, that's what I like about this whole them being, you know, attracted to me, because it opens their mind a
little. Yeah, yes. I mean, people are literally posted, like, tagging you in their stories and you're reposting it and they're feeling special of even being reposted. Like, it's like they want people to know without coming out and saying it, but then they run back like, oh, Rhea reposted my thing. Like, it's weird, like, that they need that acceptance, but like, it's good that they're using it as like a way to like open the gates a little.
Well, that's they feel comfortable and it makes them happy just noticing them for like a solid minute, like just posting them, you know, and giving them a little love. But then they see that all these women are doing it, so it's like they're hopping on the train,
which is good, because that's looking like, look at all this acceptance, like, and that's good for people because they need to get that out. Like, I don't know who it's hurting to say like, wow, that girl's so beautiful. Like, who's that fucking hurting? Like, I don't get
it. It's all love. And on my page, nothing but people, and my followers, they support each other. If they're posting me on Duet on TikTok, they support each other. Like, they're constantly showing love to one another.
Yeah, it's amazing.
They know each other. And, like, it blows my mind. And it makes me continue to want to just keep it going. Like, sometimes I have my bad days where I'm like, I don't know. Like, this is too much. Like, maybe I should just turn it off. But they keep me going, too. They don't realize it, but they keep me inspired, too, to just keep going with the amount of love they show each other. They have, like, it's like a whole family. We become, like, a whole
community. You sure?
Through this platform. And I love it. I absolutely love it. I don't know. They hear me. They hear my message about uplifting each other and not talking down on one another. If they're duetting me, especially if they don't feel confident in themselves, I try to encourage them to duet me and not be afraid of social media, and that we have a whole army behind each other, and that we're there for them. You know, they don't have to be afraid, because there's more love out there than there is hatred. So
yes.
I try to preach that. So
I love that.
It's happening, so I love it.
I mean, did you ever think when you were 17 that you would make this much of a difference and open people's eyes and change their minds and attitudes about things? And it's really inspiring. I'm so happy we got to talk to you for Pride Month. It's
thank you for even considering me to do this. So I really
wait. Do you want to hear something? So Jessica posted, who should we have as a guest? And everybody said you. And I didn't know that she asked that. And I text Jess and I'm like, I really want to have Rhea come on and talk and tell her story. And she's like, oh my God, wait, I just asked everybody who they want and they all said her. And I was like, she's like, will she do it? And I was like, yeah, I'll text her and ask. And like, it happened. And she was so excited. She's like, oh my God, like, we're giving them what they want. And I was like, that's got to feel so good. Like, it's worth all those years that you suffered to know that, like, the time now is like, that they're like begging for you, like to hear from you and like your story and everything.
It's insane, honestly. I never thought my life would matter to anybody. Mm. And I thought my life was gonna always be not a good one, and yeah. I'm just gonna live it and just, you know, feel, I don't know, I never felt alive until my daughter, and she gave me purpose and reason and constantly inspires me every day, my daughter. And I just want a better world for her. Yeah. I think our kids deserve better than what we have lived through.
Yeah, for sure.
As far as hatred and stuff like that against things. So I feel like if we make progress together to make this world a better place, we make it better for them, especially if they want to be who they want to be and be happy and not be judged. I feel like that's our duty as parents, and not just parents, anybody, to make this world a better place for them. I think that's our job. You know?
Yeah, like, for sure. That was so well said.
And I really thank you for sharing your story. I know it's not easy to talk about and like relive, and it's, you know, your personal life story, and sharing that with strangers everywhere is so intense. But I just want to know how, and for our listeners too, how did it end with, like, how did you get your parents to come around?
When I finally got divorced with her father, my daughter's father, probably like a month or two into it, I got into a relationship with somebody who I fell in love with. Unfortunately, the problem with her was she was married. She told me she was separated and told me she was going to get divorced. And we had a thing going.
It's classic. That's what they all say.
Yeah.
See, we're all not that different.
Yeah, we're all not different.
But I met her perfect timing because she encouraged me to come out to my family because I did love her. You know, I'm like, if I'm going to do this, I don't care anymore. Like, I love her. I want to be happy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care how they take it. So she came into a perfect timing in my life where she pushed me to love, pushed me. Being in love finally, like, and completely, like, not in a marriage or engaged and, you know, it being ruined again. I'm like, you know what, this is my time. So I came out to my mom and I told her, and she reacted basically like she already knew. That's when I told you guys. She was like, well, I already knew. That's why, you know, I put you in the situations I put you in.
Right. Okay. That was where the talk was. Got it.
You know? And I was never angry at her. I guess she just took it well. She didn't give me heart. She felt bad for me. But obviously, you know, that only lasted a little bit. And then she had a hard time with it, too. Like, my dad is a quiet guy. He doesn't bother me. My mom took it very hard for a little while. She said some, you know, things that, like, hurt me a lot. But she grew as a person. And it's okay. Like, anybody can stop, you know, like, you can change your mindset.
And as she realizes that her daughter is happy and came out, she will be more accepting of others who she normally wouldn't have felt comfortable around. So it's like all a chain reaction.
In our culture, it's because people are so worried about
other
people,
parents,
one another. And they don't, she wanted to protect me, and she wasn't realizing she's not protecting me at all by making me feel bad either and not backing me up. So she was trying to be a mother to me, but not really at the same time. She didn't realize it. But yeah, that's our culture, and that's what I try to tell my, if my mom sees, my mom has no idea. Like, my mom has really no clue what's going on with my platform. She doesn't know how many people I'm helping. Mm. I wish I could, you know, show her, tell her, but she just doesn't understand. She doesn't see it. She doesn't have any social media because she's old school. So it's like she thinks that
the world is still against gay people. And she saw how much the world has changed and how much love people, like people back.
Oh, I just got chills.
Yeah.
She would be a little open to and be like, oh my God, okay, this is, it's okay that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. She's living in a bubble still.
There's more people like this than just my daughter.
Yeah, for sure.
But she doesn't, she's in quiet world, no social media, like doesn't speak, like read English. So she doesn't know. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like spread this love some more and.
You're crushing it. You're crushing it.
You're doing great. You're doing great, honey.
You seriously are.
Honestly, like, I'm so happy. This is, like, the best Pride way we can celebrate ever by talking to you and you sharing your story with us and our listeners. We appreciate you so, so, so much. And we can't wait to watch your journey and see you grow and your happiness just blossom.
Yeah, I just want people to know that, like, you can fight for your happiness. If you can fight for your happiness, you should do it. Like, don't stop yourself from being happy because life is short and you don't want to live a life that doesn't make you happy. So I just want people to fight for that and not be afraid.
Never let the fear of striking out.
You're not alone and there's a huge support system behind you to help you. So
yeah, never let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game. Always try.
Never. You gotta step outside of the box.
What do you know about sports, Tracy?
Sit down.
She's talking about striking out.
The hell out of here. Not like I do.
Stupid. We love you so much. Seriously. Oh, my God.
Oh, I love you guys. I really appreciate it.
We are bad examples, but you're a good example.
Queen baddie over here.
Yeah.
No, the fact that you guys are doing this is awesome.
We're really happy to have you.
I feel like it was a therapy session for everybody.
We'll send you the bill. No, thank you so much. You guys check her out on Instagram, RIA_D3MIRI, and the same is on TikTok. You guys will love her TikTok videos and you also will fall in love just like the rest of the universe just did.
Seriously.
Thank you so much,
babe. Thank you. I love her.
See? Look at this. So what happened was
I text Sammy
and I was like, yo, have you seen this girl? And Sammy's like, I've been in a 3-day black hole just like in her videos. And like,
honestly, obsessing. She could live in a dumpster and be Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah,
and
I'd be like, damn real.
After that conversation, like, holy shit. How do we be friends with her? Will she hang out with us?
No, I don't think so. She's got to like fit us into her schedule now. Like, we're not cool enough anymore.
Wow. That was awesome, intense.
I'm hoping honest, everybody everything. Got something from that. People who don't understand, like, grab this story and listen. People who do understand, relate to her and use her as a way to feel comfortable and like speak your truth and come out in your time. And for the people outing people, you don't do it. It's wrong for everybody. And just be aware, because this is, if anything, like, use this week to celebrate being aware of just other people and other feelings. And
not everyone has to have the same thoughts as you.
Yeah, me and Jess don't have the same thought half the time and I still love her. I get yelled at 75 times a week, you guys, and we still love each other. So not everyone has to agree 24/7.
When did I become your mother? What happened? Oh my God,
when you got pregnant,
we switched roles. What the fuck?
I got divorced, became the child. Jessica got pregnant, became the mom.
Everyone's always like, Jessica, does she not understand how to have a baby? And blah, blah, blah. Well,
Jessica's
guess what?
The mom.
I'm
now,
the fucking
honey.
Mom, bitch. I'll fucking wipe your ass. I'll change your diaper.
Get in the corner. I'll change that diaper.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday. Why don't we shout out our Patreon members who are so awesome and who I can't believe we said we needed help and you guys legit came through so hard.
White horse status.
Yo,
this is you guys horse. That who signed up for Patreon and who sent like money in to like support the show. That's the only reason we're still going today. Otherwise, we would have had to shut down like a lot of other podcasts.
Yeah, this is it's mind blowing. Every time Alan's like, oh, we've got new people to shout out, I'm like, I can't believe it. Thank
you
guys.
And this list
so
is extensive. So who's going to start?
I'll start.
Okay.
I'll start with Darcy Lancor.
If that doesn't scream somebody owns like a $40 million mansion and horse ranch in their mansion, like, I don't know what does.
Oh, Darcy Lancour, darling.
It's definitely like somebody big and important on Fifth Ave. Shauna Lofton. Shauna is a really pretty name.
Shauna, it's write like it down. Spelled how a Jersey girl would say it. So
oh
I like
God,
it.
Oh my God, it is. It's not Shauna, like if you were in California. It's S-H-A-W-N-A. Shauna.
Shauna. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amy Conway.
Amy.
We love
keeping
Amy.
Keeping it simple.
Candace Cockington.
Why Con- when you
Candace,
see
Candace Connington.
Do you immediately assume it's cock?
Candace Connington.
N-N. Con. Candace Connington. Ooh, this one's after my puppy, Shannon Maltese.
Didn't we have another Maltese?
Yeah, we
last
definitely
week?
Had another Maltese because I called that one too.
Yeah, where my dog's at.
Who's next?
Anissa May Fisher.
I think it's Anissa.
Anissa May Fisher.
But it could be Anissa for fancy. Anissa May.
Anissa May.
Anissa May.
Trina Sarah.
Ooh, pretty. That's pretty. Two first names. Never trust a girl or a guy with two first names, but we still love you. Naomi Stanton. That's another famous, like, my dad owns real estate in every state.
You know the Stantons?
Yeah. You know those Stantons.
Janelle Ruiz.
I love that name. I think it's so pretty.
I lost my spot. Oh, geez.
Good luck.
Okay. Alicia Anguiano, 20.
Alicia Anguiano? Is that wrong
Alicia,
or right?
Alicia Anguiano, 20.
20. Another 20. A-T-A-W-N-E-Y. Renee S-J. I wonder if the S-J is like for her two last names or her
oh,
nickname.
Oh, I wonder.
That's cute.
Hmm.
Hmm. Michelle Atillo.
Oh, I love how you Spanished that with the L-L's and not Attillo.
Yeah.
So Jessica would have made it Attillo. Michelle Attillo.
Our next one is the only person to like spell out and give us the pronunciation this time.
Yeah, smart, because I was
Jess,
definitely saying Morgan
one?
Wilmouth, but it's Wilmouth.
I think
Morgan
it's
Wilmouth.
Yeah.
Cute.
Jennifer Chavez. I love that last name. It's so fancy.
That's the MVP who sent you the little queso blanket.
Oh, she is the real MVP. You're right.
Michelle Smith.
Keeping it
amazing.
Simple, people. Keeping
clap it up
it
for
simple.
Michelle Smith. Christina Rodriguez?
Yes, Christina Rodriguez or Christina Rodriguez. Wait, with
I didn't
no
see
H.
It with an S at the end.
Christina Rodriguez. With no H in the Christina. Ashley Jean Marie Golden. That is a sweetheart name.
That is a sweetheart name. I like that last name, Golden.
Yeah.
Melissa Velasquez?
Melissa Velasquez.
Velasquez.
I swear I was Spanish in my other life.
I know. Well, just have Tracy read all the Spanish last names.
I love it. It's probably
Erica Reeves. Erica Reeves.
Oh, I like how
or
she spells
according
Erica.
To Tracy, it's Revette Reeves.
That one's not Spanish, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
Courtney Little. So cute. If she's not 5'1", I'm going to be disappointed.
Stupid.
Rachel R. White.
Fancy with the middle name R.
Keisha Munson, my girl. She is one of the funniest commenters in Club Batty.
Yeah.
She's always got something to say.
Kennedy Wurzberger. That's a fantastic last name. And I
definitely
love
a German last name, too.
Wurzberger.
Maketa Hicks.
Wow. That was pretty well done.
Whoa. I got the name to end all names. Kim.
Wow. You got lucky.
That's actually Kim K. She just can't let anybody know.
Oh, well, obviously. Thanks, Kim. Ashley Silver, which is another great last name.
I got the other one name, Tabitha.
Holler.
Let's
Alyssa
see, Jess.
Puglade?
Alyssa Pugliati.
Alyssa Pugliati.
I thought you were going to say Pug.
Why is it not Pugliati? Because that's totally how I read it.
I like Pugliati.
I know another. I mean, Frankie Buglione from the show was B-U-G and it was Boog, not Bug.
Hmm.
That's why I'm assuming it's Pugliati, not Pug.
All right, all right. We almost there.
Go ahead, Alan. You could go.
Tess Foster.
Tess. Tessa was from, or the name Tess was from like my favorite childhood book, Tessa Snaps Snakes.
Wow.
Do you remember
Tracy
that book?
Reads?
I was 5. Do you not remember that book? Okay. Courtney Cole. Courtney. Not like Courtney Kardashian with a K, but Courtney Cole, CC.
I think
Courtney
it's
Cole? Courtney Coyle.
Oh, guys, I fucked it up.
Wow, finally.
Courtney Coyle.
Well, you just take the Y out, pretend like that's not there?
Maybe it's silent.
Silent Y?
Silent Y.
Wow, I got Desiree Willie.
Wiley?
Wasn't that Alan's nickname?
I thought it was Wiley.
Hey.
Wasn't Alan's nickname Alan Willie or something?
Yeah, no. Willie. Bill.
You already forgot it, so it's all gone.
I forgot it. William Willie.
Go ahead.
Shelby Phillips.
Emily Ricard. Ricard.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Lisa Boland.
I want this one.
Okay.
Sky. S-K-Y-E. That's almost how I spelled Skylar's nickname.
I love that she put this in as her middle name, Sandy Batty Williams.
Wow.
Wow. Clap it up.
Clap it up for the real Batty.
And last but not least, Samantha Cleek.
Yes. I love that. Cleek. Like these people who could snap their jaw, cleeking. That's what Corey's
doing. What?
Corey does this thing and he calls it cleeking with Corey? His mouth. Yeah.
We don't speak his name here.
I'll just say.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
Guys, thank you so much.
You guys are the best.
I don't know what else to say. Like, I get weird when I get emotional. I love you all so much. You're the best. You're the reason the show is still going on in quarantine.
No,
let's fucking
is,
do it.
Yeah, we would have nothing without you guys.
If you guys want to have your name heard on the show, you can go to patreon.com/badexamples. The link will also be listed in this episode description. And there's perks, not just us butchering your name, but you can get bonus episodes. You can get episodes without commercials. Yeah, a lot of extra content in Patreon. It's our own little separate family. So join us on over there. What's the website again, Trey?
Patreon.com/bad examples.
That's a girl. She's a good
girl. I thought I was going to fuck that up. Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.